Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Real Time. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey. You know, somebody said earlier that I was yelling at them. Apparently, they've never been around a group of Italians before. That's not yelling. It's a passionate conversation is what we call it. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I mean, honestly, it's really being part of the solution. So if you do go up to the website and get a little house cleaning done, as we call it, you want to do one of two things. Either sign up for our weekly email blast. That's simple to do. Right? Just go up to the box that says, hey, sign up for our weekly blast. Fill that in, and we'll go ahead and start sending them out once a week. And sometimes I don't even do them once a week. If you want to be notified by text, which is probably the best way to do it, you can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Or, I don't know. The other thing you could do to make me really happy is hit the donate button. That always does my heart some good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the way Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them are treating us now, it's almost impossible to get our messages out. And because, you know, and because it's so bad, it has hurt the income of many, many guys our size, many of the, you know, shows that are our size. Not the ones like, you know, Lauder with Crowder, who has, you know, Steven Crowder. They've got, what, 30 people working for them? You know, that kind of stuff. A whole different animal. You know, today is, we should have a remembrance, give some thought to the, when Pearl Harbor was attacked. And you really need to give some thought to that, because with everything that's going on today, right? With everything that's happening, we have forgotten the men and women that died. You know, these people in this country, these young people that don't have a clue. You sit around and talk about how bad and how oppressive, how nasty we are. And yet, the Japanese Empire... Now let's make a distinction here, okay? The Japanese, the Germans, right? We go down a whole list. The rank and file, the average person in those communities were not for killing America, not for doing what took place. And many of them did give up their lives. They did fight back. They did try to get in the way of their governments doing what they were doing. Those are heroes. We hear this term hero thrown around today. It's been so devalued. But the heroes are the ones that ultimately would give up their lives to protect a cause, protect the life of another. So you have the hero, again, in the German world and in the Japanese world. But think of the cowardice behind the Japanese Empire when they go in and they attack Pearl Harbor on an early Sunday morning when they knew these guys would still be in bed and or at worship services someplace. And that was an act of what? We're going to talk more about this later. But these guys burned alive in some of these boats. Remember that. They couldn't get out. The boats were on fire. The ships, excuse me. The only Navy guy calling me to get my case. These ships were on fire. And those guys were stuck aboard those ships. So, you think about what... And some of those guys had to stay on board those ships trying to get them out of the harbor, trying to get them out of the area. And all I have to say is, what a disrespect for the men and women that have given their lives in this country, across the globe, for us to retain our freedom, and usually, in most cases, fighting for the freedom of others, right? But think about it. A restaurant owner finally came forward today. She's done. Coronavirus lockdowns in California. She said they're going to bring death and poverty. And she's right. You know, it's really funny that the people living in the streets of L.A., you know, the druggies and whatever, yeah, you heard me, I said it. Because L.A., just like San Francisco, they want to give legal drugs. They want to give, well, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that because it's not true. They want to give illegal drugs and ways for the homeless people to get their hands on illegal drugs, take them in a clean environment, and then get rid of their needles in a proper way, because I'm sure that's exactly what they have in mind. Right? And now they've taken those people off the streets in a cold winter and during coronavirus. Can't force them to do anything, though, but that's beside the point. All right? And what do they do? What do they do? They're going to force businesses and other people out of their homes. Where are they going to go? They're going to go to the street. You think they're going to do the same thing for them? Probably not. And a Los Angeles restaurant owner, she made an emotional plea. She refused, and she was one who refused to, refer to Garcetti and others like him as being out of touch. She warned that the coronavirus shutdown will have devastating consequences. Already is having it, especially in California, up and down the state. Angela Marsden, owner of the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon in the city's Sherman Oaks neighborhood, warned on Cavuto Coast to Coast on Monday that, you know, small business owners and employees who are struggling, right, they're going to die from poverty, depression, and suicide. We're already seeing it happen with our young kids. And what is Newsom doing? Nothing. He's ignoring it. I'm sorry, you could say, no, he is. No, he's ignoring it. He is ignoring it because, you know, the things that he's allowing to take place, he could be spending more time on the kids, more time on finding out how to get those kids back in school, where they can get the help they need, to get the food they need, get the support they need. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Dr. B joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
All right.
Yes.
We are back. This is a Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, I say, you know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. This is how you get in trouble. I've been putting out, I'm going to put it out again here shortly, but on Monday nights for the last 6 weeks, we've been having a constitutional class. All right, and Rick Green, a friend of mine, has been having one. And you, some of you guys have actually taken advantage of it. Tell me how much you've gotten out of it, how much more you know. Like the restaurant owners last week when the police showed, they weren't even the police showed up with somebody from the Board of Health. And they knew their rights. And because they knew their rights, the cops and somebody from the Board of Health had to leave. They just shut them down. They didn't fine them. They didn't do anything to them because they knew what their rights were. Do you really know what your rights are? Or do you just spew what you heard somebody else say? Don't do that. Get involved. Get informed. You know, again, otherwise, like I always say, you're no different than they are. You don't want to be, believe me, you don't want to be like they are. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, she's going to help straighten us out because she always has some wisdom for us here on the show. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. We're going to talk about, you know, again, many of you are going further and further into depression. A lot of the young kids in the area that I'm in and in many other areas are going further and further into depression. This is just craziness. And the fact that our elected officials can't see it is even more mind-blowing. Don't we hire them, if you would, to do what's best for us? And then you guys just keep voting them in. Anyhow, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Hey, good to be here.
All right. So, listen, before I get into the minutiae of the suicide tendencies of our kids and what we're doing to them and even others for that matter, there are a lot of people right now. I mean, and I got more emails over the weekend and today about all the adults that are just feeling like it's over. If Joe Biden gets in, it's over. And, you know, look at the people he's appointing and talking about appointing to certain positions that could very well take your rights and my rights away when it comes to religious freedom. How do those people move through that?
You ask the best questions.
I don't Thank expect you. The best answers because I bring on the best people. Okay.
Right? I don't. It's you know, you and I were talking for a brief moment before we hopped on just about the suicide rate and how people aren't coping well. Mm-hmm. And it's not just kids. It's everybody, you know, and I really felt it today. I even put on my Facebook, y'all just pray for me because I just feel the burden of it all. And it's not a fear at all. But I think what we all feel and what our kids are feeling, you know, what my kids are feeling, is just the burden of what's going to go down. And I think that's a difference between that and fear. I don't fear what's going to happen in the sense that I'm afraid of it. I fear it that, you know, what the outlook looks like and what our future looks like in a liberal government, in a liberal, you know, presidency. And I just don't understand why the insanity of the left and why they don't want to really understand what happened and be on board with just getting to the bottom of the truth. So talk about mental health issues. You know, that is just crazy narcissistic behavior. And that is who is going to be in the White House, possibly. it's just interesting to me.
It is extremely scary, is it not? You know,
it is. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, as a Christian, I do not fear. I feel a peace. And so many liberals, you know, and I go through and I really like to analyze the trolls and just kind of look and just really see what's going on. Is this a heart issue? Is this a mental health issue? And, you know, and they call the president narcissistic. And I'm sitting here as a psychologist going, because he's secure in what he believes, because he takes action, because he's not always perfect and he doesn't have to be, whatever. Some of the best leaders have, you know, tendencies, but that doesn't mean that they are a bona fide narcissistic personality disorder. And I don't feel like the president is at all. I've met him. I've been with him. But I just look at Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, they truly are driven by power. They are not driven by what's best for the American people. And it is making us all go insane. It really is, because that's frightening that we walk around with people, liberals, family members, or friends that are on board with this and fighting for it and completely ignoring the fraud, which really affects the very fiber of America.
And the most of the people I speak with who are not hot on Joe but feel that he's much better than Trump, when you ask them, they have no real answer for you. Okay? And to your point a second ago, these people feel like they're so much smarter, so much above, so much better than us that they need us to, they need them, we need them to govern for us, when in actuality they forgot, because it's been so long ago, they forgot that we chose them at one point to govern over us. And we should be able to choose
Absolutely.
Not to have them govern anymore, which is why the cheating part, I mean, you've got to be, is it narcissism or is it just evil when you are okay with people cheating on your behalf so you can get that power back again?
Yes. Yes, yes. It is, to me, again, that's why I always look at the heart versus the mind issue. And it really is a contempt. I keep saying that word, but it's beyond hate and it's beyond narcissism. It is a contempt in the heart that darkens the heart. And so they can't even see truth. They cannot see common sense. They do not care about the mental health of our youngsters. They do not care about killing innocent victims in the womb. And that is what frightens me, not the fear as far as, you know, I don't know where I'm going when I die. But it frightens me that that is what is accepted more and more in this culture. And it should frighten everybody.
So I should have waited and had you on when I did the piece. But last week I talked about the moral free fall, not the moral decline, not the moral descent, but the free fall of the American populace. And, you know, you and I are out
yeah.
there, and again, I know you don't like when we go down this road, and I'm not trying to say we're better than anybody else, but we're trying to hold on to our moral values, which is based on God's word, not on whatever we think is right in our head. And how many kids now, when you look around you, you know, you've got a young daughter, look at her friends, look at people that don't see God in anywhere in the equation, no morality whatsoever except for the one that they believe to be truth. You can't answer that because we have to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. To listen to The Real Side, don't go far. Dr. B is going to answer that on the other side. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. More than 102,000 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project. As the country inches closer to 15 million total cases since the pandemic began, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus infections could still get worse. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says we haven't felt the full effects of the Thanksgiving holiday yet.
You would expect the full brunt of the travel and the family setting gatherings with friends that you alluded to as being a problem. You'd expect that the effect of the Thanksgiving surge would be probably another week and a week and a half from now, because it's usually 2.5 weeks from the time of the event.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is a real sound of GCM. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do, you know, that's a great intro before I bring on Dr. B. Same old song and dance. Nothing has changed. If you're a Christian, the devil has no new tricks, just new words and verbiages and pretty shine on stuff, you know. Now you have a smartphone instead of a tablet. I mean, an old tablet with a chisel. I mean, there's really nothing new here. Deceit happens the same way, okay? The Democrats for decades have been telling you how much they care about the little people and they're going to protect you. And yet, you know, Joey Biden lives in four mansions, but he's for the little people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. How do you make that kind of money in Congress? But let's get past that for a second. Well, you know, my question, Dr. B and I were talking during the break, and it's kind of like, where are the warriors? Where are the ones that are willing to step up? Now you're starting to see some of this in California. You're starting to see the dam break. I think it was in Huntington Beach, California, where they pushed back against the governor's edict, his mandate that you get it, because somehow coronavirus in its DNA, it has a little switch. It flicks it on at 10 o'clock at night. So at 9:59, you're still safe. As long as you're off the streets by 10, it can't get you or something like that. So now they're out in the streets and they're like, come and get us. So you're seeing people start to step up. Which is, you know, not bad. Kind of like that. Anyway, Dr. Bridget, well, hey, I want people to step up. I'm tired of people sitting around waiting for something to happen. So Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us. We were talking about moral values and the decline of this country, and a big part of it is a decline in moral value. You know, in California, what is it? You can have sex with someone 10 years your junior, even if they're 12 or 14, as long as it's consensual.
Abuse.
You just interrupt, didn't you?
It's just abuse.
I agree.
Yeah. It really is. It's, you know, God, and it's very scriptural, but it should just be instinctual. Look at the animals. But God made just conceiving and having kids and having a family as a precious gift. And I just see the way we're throwing it around. You know, we can kill a baby on a dime. And there are videos going around where they go on college campuses and they ask them flat out, when is it a human being? And up until an hour after birth, that's when it's finally a human being. And I am just cringing at what we are doing. And it is very clear in Galatians, God will not be mocked. We will reap what we sow. And I am with you with the warriors. Where are they? They're few and far between, but they are there. I had a great chat with Sal Russo, who, you know, created the Tea Party Express, and it was great catching up with him. Tomorrow night, actually, here in Northern DFW, I'm meeting with a group of awesome, strong women. One of them moved from Pleasanton. She was attended the tea parties with me, and she lives across the street. It's like, what are the odds? And God knew exactly what he's doing. But we're all having a meeting. Because she was the main poll watcher when during the primaries when everything switched for me to Democrat, the whole line, and 22 others. I've told this story out of 50, and we're just not going to let it go. Even our commissioners, they're like, oh, it was a glitch. You know, we know that, you know, you're a Republican because you registered that, but they never got down to it. And so we're raising Cain literally here in Texas. And I know groups in California are as well. But to your point, what do we do? This is the number one question I get because even for their mental health sake, you know, they're like, Bridget, Dr. B, what do I do? How can I, you know, specifically help? And that's where my husband and I are actually launching the 2022 project. And it's going to be awesome. I've never seen my husband want to be so involved. Yes, he votes and he's just a very quiet engineer type and he supports me, but he's like literally ready to, and he owns his company, quit his job and do this full time. He understands how serious it is. And to get someone like that, right, that just doesn't like to be in front of people, but he's going to use his analytical skills and we're going to focus on 2022. And I think that's part of what we have to do. Because I am just at a loss for all the rejections that the Trump campaign is getting, including Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani with this fraud, and their minds have to be spinning. So for everybody's mental health sake, just know there are those of us that, you know, we are getting involved. We're going to tell you how. Joe Messina, listen to him as much as you can. And you really have to take a lot of deep breaths, turn off the news as much as you can. And you have to find, you have to listen to the little pods of conservative, you know, radio, because everything else will drive you mad. It will. They don't care about morality.
Do what I can, you know, what can I do? Well, how about we start here, right? God gave you talents. You have talents.
Yes.
Figure out what that talent is. Then look at the election cycle, if you would, and figure, is it making phone calls? Is it accounting?
Yes.
Is it... Are you one of those detail people? So when it comes to doing, you know, meet and greets for your candidate, you can lay it all out or what have you. Don't sit there and say, oh, you know, I can't do anything. There's always something you can do to help a campaign.
There always
to help
is.
Make it right.
100, yes. 1,000,000,000%. And even if it's when you have somebody over or you have DoorDash delivered or you go out to a restaurant or you're getting gas and you turn in, you know, first of all, be Christ-like and kind. Second of all, hey, did you hear, you guys know about the Georgia elections, right? Okay, you know, we need to donate. They definitely need a poll watcher still in Georgia. And you guys can go to the Secretary of State. You can go to the Trump campaign website. There's so many things you can do to try to be involved. But we have to keep active. We have to keep talking about it. And I think first and foremost, it is time more than ever to pick who you're going to serve in this. And I don't mean Republican or Democrat. I mean deep down morality wise. You said it's a free fall. Is that what you said? Free fall?
Yeah, free fall. Yeah. On a slow decline.
Okay. Yes, yes. No, I get it. I get it. And I agree. And with that, I think it's a free for all. Like everybody's morality is grab whichever one you want and put it in your pocket for the day. And then we get up the next morning and we just change it according to our environment, according to our feelings. We've created this culture. The public schools have created this darn culture and the professors in college of... I feel like you just looked at me funny and now I feel bad. And it's like, oh my gosh, You know what I mean? We can't even have conversations anymore. It's like, well, I don't even, I'm at a loss, you know, looking at the breakdown of the family. And thanks really to public education and parents not doing their job. And there are a lot of parents, I always get emails, thank you very much, Joe, about, I'm a good parent. And I'm like, no, you, that's great. Then you're not the issue. Then please help your next door neighbor that's a parent. Help them. Well, I never see them. Well, exactly. Go see them. Go knock on your door. Get to know people. You know, get involved. Get on city council. Get on the school board. We can't
get involved.
Not.
That's right. Stop drooling all over yourself and get involved. You know, one of the biggest questions I get when I do my men's group stuff and you know, I'm asked to speak at those places, when these guys are married or what have you, and you did marriage counseling. Well, we don't really agree on how to take the kids to church. We don't really agree on discipline. We don't agree on politics. We don't agree on diet. And you're going, how did you guys get married? Was it a drunken stupor on a Friday night? You were married Saturday afternoon? I mean, seriously. And they're uncomfortable talking about it. Seriously?
Well, yes, we're a very lust-driven society, honestly, and that's what I saw most of the time, you know, with the breakdown is, oh, shoot, we have kids, we've got mortgages, we've got a real life, we've got to take the kids to the doctor, we've got to discipline them, you know, and that's done. Everybody, you got to just put that all aside and figure it the heck out like our grandparents and great-grandparents did. And yes, you're going to have bad days, and yes, you're going to feel crazy, but that is part of the breakdown of America. We can't just blame our politicians, honestly. You know, we have to know that when we're pointing the finger in the mirror, it's pointing back at us. And we need to take responsibility. We have to. I mean, you say it every week.
Let me get you in more trouble, okay? You parents, you see me pointing? This is your fault. You raise kids that you wouldn't hold them to a standard. So they don't have a standard. And then they don't hold anybody around them to a standard. But that's Dr. Joe, not Dr. B. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back. You better come back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
I don't know how he kissed her unless he had her at the house. Said, I mean, she can't go out in California. Anyway, do you want to see your host? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. You know, really, seriously, don't listen, you know, yes, listen to me, but don't just take everything I say, or anybody else for that matter, says at face value. If it doesn't sound right, if deep in the pit of your stomach, you go, I don't know about that, then don't know about it and go look it up. Get some information. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And she has a MS in counseling psychology, a licensed marriage and family therapist in 2 states, although 1 state's pretty useless. She recently completed doctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Oh, gosh. My pleasure. If I can just get one parent to turn it around here and start caring, you know, just a little bit more. And it's not caring, gosh, I don't mean to say that. It's just wake up. I mean, if this is not waking you up spiritually, morally, literally, then I don't know what we're waiting for. I just don't, you know, I was reading today that the NIMH, which is the National Institute for Mental Health, they are now pouring money, federal money, into the research on suicide prevention for teens. It's so bad.
Wow.
And that if anybody has listened to me ever or knows anything about it, this should not be our, it has to be our priority, don't get me wrong, but it should not be what we are prioritizing.
Exactly.
As number one.
Exactly. It should be down on the list. Our kids shouldn't be suffering like this. You know, we got all those experts who have been telling us for years what and how to do, and they can't get a handle on this, and they're making it worse.
It's just, to me, it's worse than COVID, you know, the actual physical illness of it, you know, which, again, we're still not talking about the recovery rate. But because of that, and because it's so doom and gloom, we've got kids that are really suffering mentally, really suffering, and people, and, you know, not the kids aren't people, but adults and adults. We were not meant to just stay home and hang out. It's literally driving our nation crazy. And wherever it came from, China, Iran, Russia, whoever had their hand in this, along with the election, we're in dire straits, mental health wise, and we've got to turn it around. Y'all need to step up and talk about this and talk to anybody you can. I follow the word of God where it says to follow the government, but when that gets in, starts to infringe upon my God-given rights, right, which is fellowship with one another, which is worship with one another, which is education, we're allowed to go get knowledge and wisdom. And when that's infringed upon, you can break that. That's my feel, anyway.
But you have to do something. Come on, Dr. B. You're asking us to actually do something and get involved and actually open our mouths. You know, it's interesting how righteous we are, you know, whether you're in the pews or behind the pulpit or you're on Facebook or whatever. But what have you done to make a real difference? What have you really, you know, got involved with, dug into? Have you got a group of parents together to go talk to your pastor and say, hey, why aren't you teaching on this? Why are my kids in youth group? Why are they not being taught about the ills of whether it's transgenderism or, you know, drug, whatever the scenario is of today? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, all of it. And you can do that. Your pastors should be approachable, and if they're not, you need to find a new church. We both approached our pastor on some issues, and I have a lot of friends that have done the same. My friend Jen, she left her church because she approached her pastor. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, what are you saying? And they basically suspended her from any service in the church. And then she called me and I'm like, you need to leave. You've got to be able to approach these people. So it's time to get involved. And just because you're in a church, that doesn't mean it's the right church. And it doesn't mean they're following the word of God. And you've got to ask the right questions. What they think on social justice. Is it about the gospel of social justice in your church, or is it the gospel of Jesus Christ? Ask them how they see COVID and when they see, you know, how they see the church versus the government, and when they should, you know, step out of what everybody is saying. You've got to ask these questions. You've got to ask your teachers these questions. You've got to go call the superintendents. And these are things a parent can do. Go call the superintendent. Say, what's going on? When are our kids getting back? At what point do you stand up? You see this, right?
Well,
all the time.
Saying, you're a city council member. I'm a school board member.
Yes.
I get 100+ emails a week from parents that are upset about something going on in school, in a class, or what have you. And the beauty is that once they get to know who's who in the zoo, you know, as the trustees go, they know I'm one of the conservative ones. So they send me the emails when they're having some real issues, and they'll do the same to you. But, you know, I got what? There's 23,000 kids in my district, all right? Which means there's approximately 16,000 to 18,000 parents. And the emails I get are usually from the same group, you know, same kind of parent. And I know there's more. I even get emails from teachers who are feeling like that, you know, they're being, you know, blackballed because of their belief system. we need to rise up. We need to be, have more of us on city councils and school boards so we can do this. So, again, my mantra, the one that's wearing, you know, making people crazy, we're the warriors.
We have to be, and we were all created. God is so perfect that way, that we were all created for a time such as this. We truly were. He doesn't make mistakes. And if you aren't going to get involved now, my goodness, parents, when are you going to get involved in your children's future? Because that's frightening. Because you don't get involved, here's what it looks like. Your kids are going to go on to probably be in school, you know, in person, probably by 2022. And then they're going to go on to college. And because we have not taught them the right of this, of God and the morality that they need to follow and to have some backbone and the differences between the beautiful differences between man and woman. We don't need to emasculate men for women to be powerful. Women can, they can both equally be powerful. But if you're not teaching them this, the world will. And it's going to get a bit worse morally. And I don't know what I get. Just,
you're trying to scare me now.
Well, go read Romans 1. It will tell you all about what's about to go down. And again, no fear, but we can stop that. We can't look to our politicians to stop that. We can't even look to our pastors to stop it. We have to stop that. And that is getting a dang backbone and getting your butts into the Word of God or something. We're the only ones that can stop this. So if you can't go out and if you're saying, I can't make phone calls and I can't go meet in a group, fine. Be an influence in your own family then, because that you can do. You can pray with them. You can talk with them. You can check in on their mental health with them. And I am just furious watching kids around me in schools and in communities and in other states take their own life or attempt to because there was no parent there.
You know, they talk about being strong. We're supposed to be the influence and or the example for our kids. Now, explain to me, because they talk about, you know, oh, this holiday season, if you get with your family, let's try not to be argumentative. You know what? I wouldn't be argumentative either. But if I'm sitting at the table and somebody makes a snide comment, you know, we're talking about David and Goliath, but somebody makes a snide comment about God or about Donald Trump or what have you, and they're supposedly a Christian, I wouldn't have a problem sitting at my family table going, wait a minute, let's come back to that. You want to beat up on a guy that has done A, B, C, and D, and yet you belong to a party. You voted for a man that would allow not only partial birth, but actually post-birth abortion. You're okay with that. So explain to me how you're the righteous one here and or how you don't want to get involved in politics. You just got involved by voting for somebody who is okay with taking a life.
You know? Yes.
And they're telling
there
you you shouldn't have those conversations. I don't agree with that.
I don't anymore, because at this point we're standing up for human life. We're standing up for our God-given rights, and that is our First Amendment. And read the entire thing. It's on my Facebook page, because it's not just about free speech. It is about so much more. And to me, it's the essence of America in all of our amendments, but especially that. And I think what it is we are, not me and you, but several people who just are so weak that they're willing to stand by and little by little let their God-given rights be taken away. So that's what they need to sit with, their God-given rights.
The common response is always, well, I don't know what I can do. It's like, well, why don't you get informed? When you go buy your stupid cat food, you get informed about it. When you go buy your dog food, you get informed about it. And that stuff you put on your face, you get informed about it. What are you waiting for? You know what I'm saying?
No, because I'm all riled. Oh my goodness gracious! I think I'm gonna put the all the amendments up on my drbradio.com website.
Great idea. Hey, listen.
Go read them.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different animal. It's like the Bible. I got a Bible. Can you read it? Well, I got a Bible. It's like, all right, Dr. B. Where do people find you? Quick.
drbradio.com.
Joe Messina, your host. Listen, don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. It's all Joe for the whole hour. And yes, I am. I am going to browbeat you. We're gonna rise up, or we're just going to get slaughtered. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side. Be back in just a few minutes.